Grandfather, Great Spirit, once more behold me on earth and lean to hear my feeble voice. You lived first, and you are older than all need, older than all prayer. All things belong to you, the two-legged, the four-legged, the wings of the air, and all green things that live. You have set the powers of the four quarters of the earth to cross each other. The good road and the road of difficulties you have made to cross. And where they cross, the place is holy. Day in, day out, forevermore, you are the life of things. Therefore, I am sending you a voice, Great Spirit, my grandfather. Forgetting nothing you have made, the stars of the universe and the grasses of the earth. You have said to me when I was still young and could hope that in difficulty I could send a voice four times, once for each quarter of the earth, and you would hear me. Today I send a voice for a people in despair. You have given me a sacred pipe, and through this I should make my offering. You see it now. From the west you have given me the cup of living water and the sacred bow, the power to make life and to destroy it. You have given me the sacred wind and the herb from where the white giant lives, the cleansing power and the healing, the daybreak star in the pipe. You have given me from the east and from the south the nation's sacred hoop and the tree that was to bloom. To the center of the world you have taken me and showed the goodness and the beauty and the strangeness of the greening earth, the only mother, and there the spirit shape of things as they should be. You have shown me and I have seen. At the center of the sacred hoop, you have said that I should make the tree to bloom. With tears running, O Great Spirit, my grandfather, with running eyes, I must now say that the tree has never bloomed. A pitiful old man, you see me here, and I have fallen away and done nothing. Here at the center of the world, where you took me when I was young and taught me, here old I stand, and the tree has withered, my grandfather. Again, and maybe the last time on earth, I recall the great vision you sent me. It may be that some little root of the sacred tree still lives. Nourish it then, that it may leaf and bloom and fill with singing birds. Hear me, not for myself, but for my people. I am old, hear me, that they may once more go back into the sacred hoop and find a good road and the shielding tree.